If you're 40 or older like me, losing weight can get tougher. The old tricks may not work any longer. On top of that, balancing family duties often means neglecting your own well-being. Good news, you don't have to struggle with weight loss anymore. I will help you tackle hormonal and metabolism changes and share proven strategies and methods to lose weight for good. Prioritize your health to fully embrace all that life still has in store for us. Welcome back to Trim and Timeless. Hi, this is Dr. Anna G. How are you? How is your summer going? Right now, it's about near the end of June. And so July 4th weekend is coming up. I always look forward to that. We always get together with my husband's whole family. So it's a lot of fun. We have like this annual family reunion. But I hope you're having a great start of the summer. So again, welcome to the podcast where we talk about sustainable weight loss, lasting health, and living your best life without guilt, extremes, or all or nothing thinking. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Anna G, and today we're diving into something I know many of us wrestle with, that exhausting cycle of starting over every Monday. Have you ever found yourself saying, the diet starts Monday, or I'll be good after the weekend, or let me just get through today and I'll restart tomorrow? Yeah, me too. Many, many times. For me, it usually started like this. I'd begin the week strong, clean meals, exercise, water. But by the middle of the week, I'd slip up, maybe a cookie here, which somehow turned into a sleeve of cookies. Then came the guilt, the regret, but still followed by a binge because, hey, I'll start again on Monday, right? I remember being on Weight Watchers and tracking my points. And if I ever went over my limit, I didn't just course correct. I spiraled. I told myself, next Monday, I'll be perfect. Next Monday, I'll get it right. But guess what? That Monday never came. Or if it did, it sure didn't last. So cue the cycle. Strict rules, which leads to burnout, which leads to overeating, which leads to regret, which leads to start over again on Monday. If you've been caught in that loop, let me say this clearly. You are not broken. You're not weak. You've just been taught the wrong strategy and wrong mindset. Let's change that today. But first, let's look at why we keep waiting for Monday. There's something oddly powerful about a Monday, isn't there? A clean slate, a fresh start. Doesn't that sound good? It even feels moral, like Monday you is the hero rescuing weekend you from chaos. There's actually a historical precedent for this. According to psychology professor John Norcross, people have long used calendar resets to commit to self-improvement. The Romans made promises to Janus, the god of beginnings. That's how January got its name. The Babylonians pledged to repay debts each new year. Even the medieval knights renewed vows at Christmas feasts. Today, we do the same on birthdays, at Lent, at the start of summer, or every single Monday. The problem is, what happens before Monday? Well, we tend to overindulge in anticipation of the deprivation we think is coming. I mean, think of Mardi Gras. That's the French term literally for Fat Tuesday, the last hurrah before Lent. That's how many of us treat the weekend, the final feast before Monday's food prison. We put off healthy choices, not because we're lazy or lack discipline, but because deep down, we're afraid we'll have to give up everything we enjoy. But that kind of mindset, the mindset of let me get it all out of my system, isn't actually satisfying. It just feeds more cravings. And those cravings are not imaginary. There's a science behind it. So what is the science behind the cycle? Think about what are the tempting foods you usually have to get out of your system before the Monday restart. For me, it was usually foods that contained processed carbs and sugar, like bread, cookies, cake, spaghetti or pasta of any sort, pizza, candy, rice, and the like. Well, sugar and processed carbs are addictive, really addictive. And I know you guys hear me talk about this so often on other episodes, but it's something I really want to get across to you, my audience. In a 2007 study, 94% of rats preferred artificially sweetened water over cocaine. Sugar lights up the brain's reward centers the same way drugs do. They go through the exact same neural pathways. Harvard's Dr. David Ludwig found that foods like white bread, pasta, and fries trigger the brain's nucleus accumbens, the same region activated by addictive drugs. So no, you're not weak. You're up against biology. And I know this struggle firsthand. I had a serious sugar addiction, mentally and physically. I didn't just crave sweets. I needed them. And the more I tried to quit cold turkey every Monday, the more I binged beforehand. So what changed? Well, for me, understanding the science behind the addictiveness of sugar and processed carbs stopped me cold. Having that understanding went a long way to helping me not to eat them as frequently. But besides processed carbs and sugar, what else is actually keeping us stuck? And how do we get unstuck? How do we stop the madness? Let's talk about the lies underneath the Monday mindset. Number one, the first lie is, we think it's a clean slate type of thinking, but it basically is an all or nothing thinking. Think about it. You eat one cookie and think, well, I blew it. Might as well eat the whole box and start fresh next week. So how do we get unstuck? We need to shift from an all or nothing thinking to an always something thinking. There is no wagon. You didn't fall off. You're just living life and learning to make better choices, one decision at a time. You didn't mess up. You made a choice, and you can make a new one right now. The second lie that is underneath the Monday mindset is, it is actually perfectionism in disguise. Perfectionism in disguise. You believe if you can just get the perfect week, everything will fall into place. But perfection isn't sustainable. It's brittle. One hiccup and it all crumbles. So again, how do we get unstuck? We need to practice recovery, not restart. Instead of saying, I need to start over next Monday, try, I didn't love that choice. What do I want to do next? This is where the magic happens. When you slip, you don't need to wait for Monday. You just need to make your next choice a better one. Make the very next snack or meal a healthy one, like an apple or a salad or chicken and spinach. I stopped trying to be perfect and decided to start being consistent. I stopped starting over and just kept going. So instead of 3 steps forward and then 3 steps back, meaning I'm back to square one, I went 3 steps forward and only 1 step back, you know, whenever I slip up, so that each week I came out ahead 2 steps forward, if you will. Everything changed for me when I understood consistency beats intensity. Intensity or perfection leads to burnout. Consistency leads to progress. I used to track only my bad food choices. Now I pause and actually write down all the choices I made that moved me forward. And guess what? That list is always longer than I expected. Life isn't about never indulging. It's about learning how to indulge with balance. I used to skip events or stress over holidays because I feared going off plan. But fat loss takes time, and life is meant to be enjoyed. You don't have to just live on chicken and spinach to get results. You do, however, need to stay consistent and course correct when needed. Remember, you're just one meal away from getting back on track. There's no need to throw the whole day away. There is no perfect time. There's only right now. So if you've been living in the cycle of start strong, crash hard, try again Monday, take my hand and let's step off that ride. Not with shame, not with blame, but with a new decision. You're done starting over. Now you're just continuing forward. You've got this. If today's episode spoke to you, would you share it with a friend who's stuck in the Monday trap? And if you haven't already, hit subscribe so you never miss an episode of Trim and Timeless. Until next time, stay kind to yourself. You're not behind. You are becoming. Thank you so much for tuning in to Trim and Timeless. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take your journey to the next level, remember that I am here to support you every step of the way. If you're looking for additional accountability, personalized coaching, and unwavering support, visit trimandtimeless.com. That's trimandtimeless.com. You can sign up for a complimentary mini session where we can explore how I can help you achieve your goals. It would be an honor to be your coach and guide you towards the success you deserve. Until next time, remember, it's never too late